LTR.
Fine Sunday morning, Tom.
We just went for a nice ride out to a friend's house and dropped them off some German goodies that we had left over from last night. Enjoying the beautiful country out here and a beautiful sunrise. Thank heavens no rain for a while.
Absolutely gorgeous this morning, headed back into Greenville from TR, but I don't see a cloud in the sky. Clear and ceiling, let's see, what is it? Cav OK is what they used to say.
Roger. Oh, bye. We had a long night last night. Actually, we cut out of the Oktoberfest about 10 o'clock. I don't think there was as many there as there usually is, but there was still quite a few. And everybody was having a good time, and football games on three different televisions, which didn't interest me, but yeah, I could hear the hollering and yelling now and then. But overall, it was a success, and Bernice made some beautiful treats for it. And Amy, she made all kinds of German desserts, or not desserts, she made the food for the buffet. And there was plenty and lots left over. You're telling me. So, we haven't even ate breakfast yet, so we're going to head back home here in about, another 5 minutes, and my golly, have some mass consumables, as they used to say.
Hey, I got my first QSO card in the mail yesterday.
That's exciting. Where'd you get it from, Jim?
9FAC, guy by the name of Jim Wyckoff in Emporia, Kansas.
Oh, that's right. You told me that yesterday, I think, because I remember Emporia. I used to go up there, and every now and then they'd hire us, actually. It's about the only time I ever got paid to go up and play my French horn in the Emporia Symphony. It was really enjoyable going up there. That's a nice small town atmosphere.
Whole area, you know, when I was in pilot training, we used to fly over those towns, Emporia, Pawnee City, Ponca City, all those places out that way. And what was that place that had the Great Salt Lake area there in Oklahoma? I'm trying to remember the name of it.
I know about the Great Salt Lake. I know Pitcher, Oklahoma looked like something from Moonscape, from all the old lead mines.
Vance in Enid, and we'd go west about 20 miles, and there was an auxiliary field there called Kegelman Auxiliary Field, and they didn't have much there, just a firefighter response in case you crashed your airplane there on the field. But I'll tell you what, they had jackrabbits there that had ears that were half the height of a man. I have never seen a jackrabbit with black ears as tall as those were out there.
Yeah, you know, and they've really gotten scarce over the years. When I was a kid and Dad took me pheasant hunting out west, north and west Kansas, I can't remember the name, Osborne, Kansas, where we went. And then later on I went to Scott City and Garden City and places like that. But they had them out there, and boy, those things could run like a deer.
Rabbits that lived between the runways there at Vance, and I swear those rabbits had to have been deaf because, you know, when you go to take off in a T-38, you kick it into afterburner, man, that's pretty loud stuff. But they would, they'd had little burrows right there in between the runways, and just stayed there all the time.
Personally seen this, but supposedly up at Moffett Field up there at Mountain View, California, they had tomato fields all around it, and I remember that, and they'd harvest them once, and then people could go in and get what they wanted, but the jackrabbits out there were lousy, and they were actually an impediment to landing at times, And when you turn the engines up, those things go nuts because it hurt their ears out there. So for a while, my brother was telling me they'd let them come out there and hunt them once a year. Because they get out between the runways a lot, and they're big enough that you wouldn't want to run into one or suck one into an intake.
You know, the Air Force still does has a big bird control bash program, is what they call it. When I was at the safety center, the guys who ran that program were on the same floor that we were at Kirtland. And, you know, so they'd get feathers in and stuff from all over the world of things where Air Force aircraft had run into a different type of animal, and then they would try to figure out how to, mostly birds, how to control all that.
Yeah, we flew cross-country in the S-2 to Olathe Naval Air Station in Olathe, Kansas, if you will. And we got into a blizzard, basically, before we headed back out. Actually, they canceled the flight back out, and we had to wait an extra day to get out of there. And as we were climbing out, we come really close to going through a flock of geese. They really get some altitude.
We lost an AWACS over that very thing right there up in Alaska.
Don't doubt it one bit. Those things are big, and I don't know how high they get up, but I know it's over 1,000 feet or someplace up in that area. But you know, on approach or that, you could get or take off, you could run into them and not even know it. Obviously, by the bird strike that happened out there, and they landed in the river. But Jim, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, anyways. Still not wide awake this morning. We're going to head in. We've arrived home. Nice talking to you this morning. Enjoy your Sunday. And maybe we'll catch you down the line. K04 K04 LAO in 0TR 73 Jim.
04 LAO. We'll see you later, Tom. Take care in 73.
WHM radio check.
MKO4LAO, you're loud and clear this morning. Just a little white noise in the background.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I just put on a new mag mount antenna Comet and trying it out. And I'm in Hartwell, so I expect a little noise. So I appreciate the signal report. M4WHM, I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, your white noise picked up there for a second. You changed something or moved off the X there, I guess. So it's a little more static than when you first called.
Yep, I'm parked right next to some power lines, so that may be the problem.
Sunday at 73, KO4LAO clear.
My friend, be safe. M4WHM.